In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 29th of the blessed month of Baba, and every 29th of the Coptic month, we celebrate the commemoration of three feasts. These are the Annunciation, the Nativity, and the Resurrection. If the 29th of the Coptic month falls on a Sunday, then the reading, as you have just heard, is about the Annunciation for the birth of the Lord Christ. Archangel Gabriel coming with this news to the whole world and speaking to the Virgin Saint Mary about the coming of the Messiah through her. God's will was revealed in the Annunciation. It was very clear and there is no mistake in it. An angel coming with the news from God, an archangel who brought these good tidings to us and to Saint Mary. All of us, we seek God's will every day. Whenever we are at a time we make a decision, we all think if this is going to be God's will or not. Waiting for an angel to come to us will be something that may not be granted to every one of us at all times. But God gave us other elements that we can use in order to be able to discern God's will and to choose to do the right thing. People sometimes, they wait upon this, that God would say or make a sign, and this sign would be not mistaken. I would like to say something. Maybe the sun would stop for me as it stopped for Joshua, so I would know that my path is approved. But let us go and review how God gave us things that can help us to discern and know His good will for every one of us. The first thing that was given to us is God's commandment. Nothing could be God's will if I'm going to break a commandment. So this is something that we can check against it everything, and then we will be able to know if God really approves this or not. Including in the commandment also is setting God as first. This is one of the commandments, that you love God with all your heart, put Him above everything else. We can check every act and deed every day in view of this light that is given to us from God. Meaning, if God is not first in what I'm going to choose, then this decision is not the right one. If today, for example, choosing to be here in the church or going other way, that I don't have to be there, then here I'm doing something that's not God's will. Doing something that manipulates the commandment, going around it, for sure is not God's will. Sometimes people pursuing approval of something, or maybe applying for a certain job, twisting the facts in the CV in order to get the job. I cannot say that I'm waiting for God's will to be revealed, because first of all, I did something here to start with that I made it against the honesty that's supposed to be in me as a son of God. So this is something we can all check ourselves against it every single day. Am I following the commandment? Am I honoring God? Am I putting Him above everything else? So this is the first thing that can help us to discern God's will. His command, is my decision, is in approval with His command or not? This can apply on making as a small decision like going to the church or not on Sunday, or maybe as big as choosing a spouse for life, or maybe raising children. The second sign that can help us to discern God's will is the footsteps of the flock. What do we mean by this? This was said by the Lord through King Solomon in the book of the Song of Solomon. He said that if you do not know, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherds. God speaks to the human soul and speaking, saying to us, if you do not know the way, see those people who did it before you and go along their footsteps. Let us apply this, for example, on how we run our household, how I should manage my household, my wife, my husband, or my children, how we should be like dealing with one another. If we do not know, let us go and review how the righteous people were able to run their families. That's why in the day of the wedding, we hear the church reminding the groom and the bride with the story of the saints and the righteous people from the Old and the New Testament, speaking to the lady, saying that you should respect your husband as Sarah did, giving before her eyes an example of how she should submit, how she should honor her husband. She used to address him saying, "My Lord." Speaking to the man, the groom, giving before his eyes the icon of the Lord the Christ, how he loved the church, and this is how we should also love our wives. If we do not know, just review what you do versus those people who came before you. We are not going to reinvent the wheel, as the Bible says. Everything was tried before. Never think that I can try something that failed before and I will make it to work. Unfortunately, this is a temptation that comes to the mind of many, that I will run it differently. I will go along the same way that failed before, but I am certain I will do it right this time. If it didn't work before hundreds and thousands of times, most unlikely is not going to work with you as well. If you do not know, just see what the people before you did, the righteous people, how they ran their lives, how they made decisions, and this can help us. A good example, for instance, is Abraham and Lot, when they have a conflict. The shepherds of these two great people were having contentions because of the multitude of the flock here and there. How they handled the conflict? How Abraham was able to manage this conflict? He came to Lot and offered him to choose. And he was ready to take whatever left for the sake of keeping peace between him and his nephew. Abraham is giving before us an example of how we should manage conflicts. And he did not lose by doing this. He was not the person that's not smart who allowed his nephew maybe to run with the good land and give him what is left. He was the righteous man, the icon of faith. He was blessed above all because of his love, humility that allowed him to offer his nephew everything. Whatever, wherever I go, I will go the other way. I'm not going to have a conflict with you for whatever reason. This is the footsteps of the people who came before us. The third sign is the approval of this great gift that God gave to us, that is the mind of the humans. God gave us a brain that can understand and analyze things. Sometimes we feel that this brain is a burden and we want to give it up versus running maybe or casting a lot. I find it is very hard to think about it, then let us come and ask Abuna and let Abuna make a guess. Or maybe I will cast a lot and I will choose between them. It's much easier, of course. I will pick this and then this will be God's will. God did not give us the mind for us to be a trouble for us, or that we abandon it and then we go and we check things maybe against the stars and asking the astronomers about what my planet is telling me. This is the greatest gift given to every one of us. Put it in action and think with it. A good example is Delilah and Samson. Samson was driven by a lustful passion towards this woman. I'm sure when he thought about it, it didn't make any sense. She is a Philistine and he is a Jew. She is a pagan and he is a believer. She knows nothing about moralities or God's commandment, and he is a judge in Israel. Everything by his mind, if he check it, it wouldn't work. He still abandoned his mind and he went to this lady. Not only so, but also while she is trying to get from him the secret behind his strength, he did not allow himself to think about it. Maybe this lady wants to kill me. Actually, yes, she wanted so. But he didn't think about it. He was driven by what? By a passion, by his heart. Unfortunately, this led him to the misery that we read about it in the book of Judges. He lost his sight and he was taken as a servant to the Philistines. If your mind does not approve your plan, maybe God doesn't want you to go this way. The fourth sign is the sign of time. God's plans stand against time and is approved by time. And time works in order to prove if this is what God wants or not. Rushing things sometimes lead us to make something that's wrong. That's why King Solomon in the book of Proverbs, he says, there are many plans in man's heart. Many plans in man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. The one that's from him is the one that's going to stand in my heart, is going to be approved every day. Every time I think about it, I will feel comfortable, and then I know that this is from God. Abraham rushed things when he decided to take another wife, to have a son. I will help God out by having a son from Hagar. What happened for him? Misery and a conflict that we are still till now we can witness. He rushed things. He wanted to get it done. He was impatient to wait for God's promise. Wait, God's plan will be revealed and will stand against time. The fifth sign is seeking the counsel, the godly counsel from those people whom you trust their judgment. King Solomon also teaches us, saying, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. We spoke about this many, many times, but again, because of its significance, we have to repeat it over and over and over. Check what you do with a reference. Check your plans with somebody whom you trust his judgment. Don't seek approval, seeking the person to say to you, yes, go ahead. Be faithful and honest in how you expose your thoughts and what is the inclination of your heart, and hear from this person what he thinks. Godly counsel is one of these resources that is given to us in order to be able to discern and make right decisions and fulfill God's will. The last thing is, and this is maybe the last but not the least, maybe the most important one, God's plan will also be revealed in response to a faithful prayer. The power of speaking and asking God to speak and allowing him to reveal his will. A good example is Eliezer, the servant of Abraham. When Abraham assigned him this great task, go and get for my son a wife. You get it from our people over there in Haran. Don't get it from Canaan. That's it. This is the only guidelines given by Abraham to Eliezer. Go and get my son a wife. Eliezer, in the middle of this very, like, how difficult challenge, then he raises his heart. And the prayer of Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, before choosing a wife to Isaac, he prayed saying, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Going everywhere, guarded and protected by the prayer, by the power of prayer. Trusting that when I pray and I take God with me every single day, he will not let me down. He will reveal before me what I should be doing. Without prayers, we will just go and do our own will, whatever you see it fit, and this can lead us very much astray. These six signs can help every one of us to do God's will. Another thing that maybe should be in the mind of all of us, I should train myself to obey God's will every single day. It's not only whenever I am at the time to make a major decision that I seek God's will, and I keep rushing and asking what I should do, what is God's will for me? You know, if you do God's will every single day at the time when you are to make a big decision, it will not be very hard. If every single day you know that I am doing God's will in this particular day, he will guide you whenever you are at the verge of making a big decision. We know, for example, that God's will for all of us is to communicate with him every single day. When you pray in the morning and the afternoon, when you come back and thank God, you are doing God's will. When you read his commandment and to be enlightened with it, you are doing his will as well. This is something that very small, but every day it trains us. We become our senses, our mind trained to know, God wants me to do this. I feel comfortable being this way. I was trained every single day to do what pleases Him. We do not have to wait for an angel or for a saint to appear before us and then tell me, go this way, take this. Maybe this will happen, but this is not how God intended things to be in the majority of cases. God provided us with many clues and hints and resources that can help us to discern His will. Let us review this six things. Check the plan against God's commandment. The footsteps of the flock, see what other people did before you. The approval of your mind, if this is something that really your mind will agree with it or not. The Lord's counsel, stand. Remember that time factor is usually will reveal God's plans and His will. Seeking the godly counsel and also the prayers, because a faithful prayer will always be answered from God. Glory be to God forever and ever.